required by law. This meeting is being audio recorded and will appear on the internet at www.htsd.org. Thank you all for being here. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think my microphone likes me.
You got the controls, so.
Oh, there we go. Oh, you can stick to my little pen.
Sore ahead.
That's nice.
I do not have any recognitions for this meeting, nor do I have any correspondence to share with the board.
We didn't take our moment of silence. Please join me in a moment of silence. Okay, so there are...
Do we need a roll call?
Roll call.
Sorry.
Here we go. We're good.
From Hillsborough Dairying, Chris Wover.
Here.
Paul Fader.
Yes. Present.
Heidi Welch.
Here.
Jess Morris. Michael Kenny.
Here.
From Washington, Aaron Mills. Danielle Moore.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Here.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Botello.
Here.
From Windsor, Cynthia Stowes. Karen Turbine. Susan Robbins.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Any recognitions?
No recognitions, no correspondence.
Woohoo! All right, moving right on to public comment. Limited to 5 minutes per person. Opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. Any public comment? Speak now. No one? No one? Calling once? All right. So, the consent agenda. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda of the meeting minutes of September 21.
We're not anxious or anything. I will motion to approve the consent agenda with the minutes.
Motion by Bober.
Second.
Seconded by Garvin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Excellent. All right, so now we need to move into non-public because of RSA 91-A.3:32A.
So move.
But we need a roll call.
Yeah. Is there a second?
We need a motion and a second by Hodges. And I pronounced that correctly, right? Roll call.
From Hillsborough Dairying, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yeah.
From Washington, Danielle Moore.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Botello.
Yep.
Sorry, I was questioning Windsor, but there's nothing here.
Yeah.
All right, so we are moving into non-public. We will be... Okay.
Motion for the superintendent to act on what we discussed in non-public.
Yes. So we have to
Moved and seconded. And roll call.
From Hillsborough Dairying, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yep.
Michael Kenny.
Yep.
From Washington, Danielle Moore.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Eric.
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 Yes.
Are you a yes? Where did you go?
Where did Eric go?
He must have gone to the bathroom.
I think he had to go potty.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Botello.
Yes.
In Atlanta. All right.
Did he take his bike with him?
we're recording the meeting. I think.
It is now.
Do we need we need to pause before we need to record?
Yes.
Our vote?
Yes.
I can pause it first.
No. 13-year-old
We're recording again, so we need a vote in favor of acting. Having the superintendent act on your act and act on what we discussed in the public.
Yay! We ready? Yay! Sorry. Okay.
All right. It's called back to order.
Call back to order.
All right. And
we need a motion to have the superintendent act on what was discussed.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Ooh, fight over it. Fight over it. We'll sell tickets. Okay. Roll call. Roll call.
Okay, from Hillsborough Dairying, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yeah.
From Washington, Danielle Moore.
Yeah.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Botello.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably will show up on their
friends.
Too
Let's close. Move on to the proposed fiscal year 25 SAU 34 budget presentation. Hello, Grant.
Peach is speaking to you.
All right.
Good evening.
Good.
So there's just a couple of slides that were in your packet. The first one is a little more populated. Before I actually go into the budget, I just wanted to kind of touch on the timeline. You do have another meeting tentatively scheduled for November 16th. If you are comfortable with the budget as it's presented, you could always vote to to eliminate that meeting. The public hearing where you will have to officially approve the budget is December 19th. So just some dates for you. If you hear some buzzing, it's actually this microphone.
Oh, what is happening right now?
I'm not getting a call.
I know.
No, it's not me.
Okay, so on this slide.
Okay. Yeah, we can't do that.
Fight you.
Yeah, no, that's just frustrating. Some things we cannot.
Not today.
Not today. Not today, microphone.
Oh, I wonder if it's the battery.
Oh, I didn't hit the connect.
No, some things you can deal with and some things you just can't. That's wonderful.
Okay, is that any better?
Oh, yes, much better, Grant.
Okay.
Thank you.
So on the chart that you see, the fourth column from the right, this I wish I had a color to tell you. It's kind of an
orange, maybe.
That's the FY25 proposed budget that I'll be referring to. The rows, there's different colors. You can see that color coding is really just for a chart that's on the public hearing that breaks up, a pie chart that breaks up into categories, so you don't need to worry about that. As an example, the blue is salaries and benefits. But I'm just going to run through this from top to bottom real quickly. The top six rows are all salaries. Administrators are increasing anywhere from 0 to 2%, or either 0 or 2%. Support staff, we're increasing by 3%. Mm-hmm. The next line down is health insurance buyout. There are four employees that get the buyout instead of health insurance, which is fantastic considering the increase in rates this year. So that is a little bit down because we have different personnel. Health insurance is up $11,000, and that's because, as I mentioned before, the health insurance rates are up 17.8% this year. The statewide average is 16 and change, I think, so we're a little higher than that, but there are other regions in our area that are in the 20s, so could have been worse. It's only working out to be a 10.6% increase because, in addition to factoring in the rate increase, there's different staff. Well, not so much different staff, but people could be changing their insurance coverages. Like somebody might go from a two-person to a single, that kind of thing. Dental is a little bit of an increase. There was a little bit of a rate increase there as well. Next few lines are pretty stable. You get down to FICA, that's directly related to salaries. It's 7.65% of the salaries. Retirement is 19.64% of the salaries, so that's just a factor or two. 403B is level. Course reimbursement, we reduced a little bit based on anticipated requirements. Unemployment compensation is the number we're getting from Primex for how much they anticipate that it'll cost next year. Workers' comp, you'll see that's a huge decrease, but that's only because we broke out property and liability insurance as a separate line item because they really are separate. So that's why there's a big decrease. In a minute, I'll talk about property and liability. Professional development is level. Contracted professional services, we tried to narrow that down a little bit because we were trying to come in at less than 1.5% increase total. So we reduced contractor support a bit. Just to refresh your memory, the over half of this requirement is actually just hosting of the software and HR system that we use. Audit and legal fees, $9,100 is related to the audit, the contract we have in place, and then there's about $500 set aside for legal requirements if we have them. Equipment maintenance and repairs reduced based on the fact that we have low actuals. Copier and equipment leases, that's for our DocStar scanning system that we have. Office rental, you know that that's for the SAU space paying Hillsborough Deering. It's not so much to collect revenue in Hillsborough Deering, but to have an expense budget line in case we ever need to go after other space in the community as opposed to school space. And property and liability insurance, you see that was zero. It's $3,500 because we broke it out from workers' comp. And in total, it's a little bit of an increase because the property and liability insurance rate went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Telephone is level. Postage is a little increase. You know, stamps go up every year. Advertising, we reduced that based on actuals. Printing, we increased based on actuals. Travel, supplies, books, and periodicals are all down a little bit. Computer equipment is level. We eliminated furniture and fixtures. Nowadays, because there's a $500 per unit kind of threshold on equipment, most of the stuff that we would buy would probably be just considered supplies anyway. So we just eliminated that line. Dues and fees is based on our anticipated requirements. Board contingency is level. Academic recognition is no longer a requirement for us. That was shifted. So the total budget that we're presenting is $1,251,115. That is an increase of 1.29% over last year. The far right column, which is kind of that purplish color, is the alternative budget, which this year is identical to the FY24 budget. And that's what it's supposed to be. The alternate budget is supposed to be your approved budget from the prior year and then any legally acceptable changes that you can make. And really, I didn't see anything that would meet those parameters. So I'm going to pause there. There's one more slide, but if there's any questions, we can talk about it. Anything that we need to go into further detail on?
I think it's nicely done with the environment that we're in.
No, I think, yeah, there's...
Again, our goal was to come in with a 1%, see if we could hold it to a 1% increase, so I'm bitter about the fact that it's 1.2. but.
And the one thing also to remember, one reason why we didn't want to reduce in some of the other areas, when we talk about the health rate increase, that's not only a health rate increase that we see in our budget, it's also an increase that the employees see in their share of that rate. So that makes it a little tough too. Mm-hmm. But we did try, like I said, we did try to reduce contractor support, because now that we have some stability, hopefully that we can kind of scale back on the number of hours that we bring somebody in to help out. All right, I'm going to move on to the next page. Obviously, the districts are concerned with the SAU assessment that's going to be rolled into their budgets. So this chart shows, it shows FY24 for reference, and then what the calculation would be for assessments under the proposed and the alternate budget. Even though, and this is you have to follow the math on this one, even though the proposed budget is higher than the alternate budget, 1.251 versus 1.235, the assessment would actually be lower under the proposed budget. And the reason for that is if you look at that other revenues, indirect costs, I'm pretty confident that we can keep growing the amount of indirect cost revenue we get, but in order to do that, we have to be up to date on reporting for grants, up to date on invoicing the districts for grants, for indirect costs and collecting that. It's very labor intensive. I'm confident we can do that, but if we end up with the alternate budget and we end up having to do things like maybe cut back on some contracted support that might help us out, it could make it a little more difficult for us to do that labor-intensive piece to be able to collect those indirect cost revenues. So that's why I'm saying even though the budget cost might be lower in the alternate, we might end up with less revenues, which means the overall assessment to the districts could be higher if we don't get the proposed budget. If you kind of compare 24 to 25, you'll see that the assessment for Hillsborough, Deering, and Windsor will be lower than FY24 in either scenario. Unfortunately, Washington's assessment will increase either $6,900 or $7,500, depending on which budget gets passed. And the reason for that is, if you remember, the allocation is based on ADM and equalized valuation. So property values actually went up significantly in Washington. They went up across the board, but as a percentage, a lot higher in Washington. So the percentage of the assessment went from almost about 14% up to 15% for Washington.
Just a reminder, ADM is average daily membership.
So it's last year's average daily membership and the FY22 equalized valuation that we get from DRA. So that's the second slide and the last slide. So are there any questions on either the budget or the SAU assessment calculations or numbers?
Any questions or comments for Grant?
Like I said, you're not approving the budget today, but sure. You would want to, if you are comfortable with this, then you'd probably need a vote to
move it forward to the public hearing.
Right. And if that happens, if we are able to move it forward to the public hearing, we don't have to have the
16th. Then you don't have any business to conduct at the November meeting.
Right. So we would not have to have the November meeting.
Barring an unknown, but we would not need to have a scheduled November meeting at that point.
Any thoughts or discussion about this at all?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the time and effort in this grant. Yeah.
Absolutely, Grant. This looks
as wide as possible.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So, I mean, salaries are going to change, you know, insurance is going to go up. I mean, that's just what it is. So keeping it as low as possible is great. So thank you.
I mean, copiers we took care of, so we don't have to worry about that. But like computer equipment and things like that, is that something that we're all set, hopefully? If we can, I don't know if we dare say that.
The computer equipment, we still have the $2,000 there. And I mean, there aren't a whole lot of us. We're all here. if we replace a couple laptops each year, we should be okay.
And that's okay. The decision that we made a couple of years back, and right. We have things on a rotation so that we can do that.
Just want to put it out there again. Yeah.
No, and taking down other things like seeing that, you know, furniture and fixtures and things like that that you know you don't need right now. So
yeah.
I think there were some wise, small but varied decisions that kept it as low as possible.
We're doing the best we can.
Even if it's exactly. 1.2 instead of...
We'll give you the 0.2.
All right, no discussion to be had? Alrighty then. Thank you so much, Grant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. That looks fantastic. The offer's open to do my taxes. I don't do them anyway. I mean, I do them. I pay them.
You pay them.
Right.
You
pay them.
There we go.
My husband does the taxes. Okay. So, K is board discussion on the FY25 budget, but any discussion to be had? We already said nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to public comment, limiting to 5 minutes per person. Once again, I see nobody. Well I see lovely people here.
Technically, we do have 5 members of the community.
Yes, we do, but I see nobody that's stepping forward. So that being said, turn the page. Ding!
Excellent.
Aw, remember that book with Grover? You turned the page. Nobody? Or you remember? Remember that book with Grover from Sesame Street? The You Turned the Page? And he's like, you turned the page.
I do, actually.
Anyway, so turn the page.
The last one, that was
all right, moving on to action items. So we need to approve then the proposed FY25 SAU 34 budget to move forward for the public hearing, which will take place on December 19th at 6 p.m.
The motion to approve as presented.
Motion to approve the budget as presented. Can I get a motion?
I'll I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
Moved by Chris Bober. Second.
A second.
Is that everybody? Seconded by Danielle. And roll call.
Kim Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yep.
Michael Kenny.
Here.
From Washington, Danielle Moore.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Vitello.
Yes.
Nicely done, friends. Look at the time. I'm just saying, you're going to miss me. You are.
two more.
We do. Yeah, we're not done yet. Okay. So the next meeting date. So that being said, then you can magically erase the November meeting, which was scheduled for November 16th. Bye-bye. Frixion pens, everybody. Frixion pens. Greatest invention ever.
All right.
So no longer do we have a meeting in November. That is wonderful. So our next meeting then will be at the public hearing, which is scheduled for, am I doing something wrong?
You're doing it right.
Oh, yeah. Yay, for once. last time's the charm. Well, it's not the last meeting. The 19th, December, Tuesday, December 19th at 6 p.m., which will be the public hearing and budget approval session.
Awesome.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Does that need to be voted on? No.
It's already outside.
It's just a thing. All right. Is there anything else that we need for business for this meeting?
We do not have any further
business. We have no further business. Can I get a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Can I get a second? Second by Jess Morris. And roll call.
From Hillsborough, Darren, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Plater.
Yes.
Eddie Welch.
Yes.
Jess Morris.
Jess Morris, yes.
Yep. Michael Kenny.
Yeah.
Quick. From Washington, Danielle Moore.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
Laura Vitello.
Yes.
Thank you all. I have prided myself in keeping our meeting standard.